Jesus knew what was in the hearts of all the people, and he did not commit himself to them, but he saw what was in the heart of Nicodemus, and so Jesus talked with him. If you sincerely want to know, God will spend all the time with you that you need. If you're just a looky-loo and pretending, trying to find if this is false and that, then, you know, Jesus knows what's in the hearts of people. He wouldn't commit himself to those large crowds, but he will take the time for a man who sincerely says, I want to understand.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts. As we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse by verse, through the Bible. Nicodemus visits Jesus at night as our study of John continues in chapter 3. Here's Pastor Bob.
Now when Jesus, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. We learned that that didn't mean that they were believers or followers. They were just really amazed at him, the miracles. Anybody would be. I would be. You would be shocked and stunned. Miracles. Wow. Things they had never seen before happening right before their very eyes. And Jesus understood that not all of them were committed to him. Look, but Jesus did not, verse 24, commit himself into them because he knew all people, all mankind. And he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. He knows that they're really not true believers yet. They're just amazed at the things they've seen. Some of us, you know, you may have been that way when you first came to church and you saw things, you thought, wow, that's amazing. But eventually, we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And that's when we were truly born again and we changed. And we're still changing. We're not changing fast enough for most people. People say, Pastor Bob, come on, grow up. I am. Hang on. We'll grow. But we won't do it by you watch an apple tree, and if go stand near it, you won't hear it grunting and groaning. Grow an apple, boom, there it is. If that happens to you, call me. You got another problem. Fruit is produced, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you and me is produced by the Spirit, not by me trying to force it or make it happen. And I'm gonna be patient. Some people actually believe for you to get patience, you have to suffer and just go through beatings and this. But the Bible says, Paul writes to the Galatians, that patience, long-suffering, is a part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you are truly born again, patience will grow. It's a fruit of the Spirit of the living God. And you're more patient than you were 6 months ago. You may not feel like it, but you are, because the Holy Spirit is producing it. You're not making it happen and forcing it to be. So listen, Jesus knew what was in people. He did not need that any should testify of man. He knows my heart. He knows yours. He knows every heart in the crowd of those people. And so what do we read? He did not commit himself unto them. You know, he talked with them a bit, but he did the miracles, and now he's gone. It was just kind of like a show, and they're wanting to see more, but not because they're thinking he is God Almighty. They're just going, this guy's totally cool. What is this? You can do all these amazing things and attract a crowd, but what do you do with them once you've got them? You see, and he's going to help us to understand that tonight in chapter 3. Watch this. I call chapter 3, a lot of pastors do. I don't think I coined this. I've been saying this for the last almost 40 years. But I call this chapter the Nick at Night chapter, because Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. And I thought I was being clever. Now I understand everybody calls it that. Well, cool. Listen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same, this Nicodemus, came to Jesus at night, and he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus knows, we just read those verses 24 and 25. Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men, and he needed not that any should testify of man. He knew what was in man. He knows me. He knows you. He knows we can fool everybody. You can fool him, her, them, those, these. But Jesus, you can't fool him. He knows. He sees right into our hearts. Now think about that as we meet Nicodemus. I call him Nick, right? Jesus knows what's in the heart of every individual. So now we're introduced to a man we've never met. This individual, he is one of the Pharisees. The Pharisees are the most religious people in all of Israel. They are the religious ones. The most religious people in all of Israel. That shows us something. And you're going to see it in Nicodemus. Not all the Pharisees were hypocrites. Most of them were, but not all of them. Here's one who sincerely wants to talk to Jesus, wants to understand. He saw the miracles too. It doesn't look like he's a hypocrite here. He was a ruler. The idea would be a leader. You could also call him, and Jesus will in a little bit, a teacher. Pharisees were also the teachers, the rabbis. A leader over the Jewish people. His name? Nicodemus. Nick at night. Because Nick comes to Jesus Christ in the night. Now, some suggest, because he is a Pharisee, a very holy, they're the righteous in their eyes, the holy. They're the most holy that Israel has to offer. Much more holy than the Sadducees or the doctors of the law. These are the Pharisees, the top of the holy chain. And that's the way all the people saw them. So he comes to Jesus at night. Some suggest because he's afraid. This is just a common carpenter. Jesus Christ, as far as this man knows, Nicodemus, he just came from Nazareth. They're not sure where he came from. He's trying to get to know, who is this guy? Remember, they asked him when he threw everybody out of the temple area and to the animals, all that. They said, who are you and why are you doing this? What gives you the right to do this? So they say he's afraid for people to see him in the day. So he comes to Jesus at night. Afraid that someone maybe might see him talking to Jesus. I don't know. Maybe, because John doesn't tell us. I don't know. Listen to this. He is brave enough to go and talk with Jesus, night or day. Get it? So maybe he was a little afraid. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. He wants to know and understand. So he goes and asks permission to see Jesus and talk to him. What a smart thing. Instead of putting Jesus down, everybody that's a non-believer, why don't you just ask to talk with him? Why don't you just say, I want to talk with Jesus myself. I want to call upon him. I have some questions. And Nicodemus, if he was a coward, okay, maybe. But hey, he was brave enough to go and talk with Jesus. God bless that guy. I suppose it could be also that Jesus has been busy all day. Nicodemus is one of the foremost teachers of the land. He is a Pharisee. I'm sure he's got other responsibilities other than just standing around all day and watching, you know, the clock go. He's a Pharisee, so he's busy himself. Jesus has been pretty busy doing miracles and things. So the evening would have made sense. It's quiet now. You know, it's getting dark. It's quiet. Everybody's gone about their way, probably a little dinner, whatever they're doing. It's quieting down, right? Would have been a good time and a quiet time where they could talk without much interruption. Either way, John doesn't tell us why Nick came at night, but he did. This is the Nick at Night chapter. And keep in mind, I'll say it again, Jesus knew what was in the hearts of all the people, and he did not commit himself to them, but he saw what was in the heart of Nicodemus, and so Jesus talked with him, sat and answered his questions, and talked with him. Think about it. If you sincerely want to know, God will spend all the time with you that you need. If you're just a looky-loo and pretending, trying to find if this is false and that, then, you know, Jesus knows what's in the hearts of people. He wouldn't commit himself to those large crowds, but he will take the time for a man who sincerely says, I want to understand. I saw what you did. Nobody can do that unless God is with them. I just want to know what this is all about. And Jesus spent time with him. Think it through. He saw something different in Nicodemus's heart, and Jesus was willing to let him come on and sit and talk for a while. I like that. Nicodemus said it. I read it to you in verse 2. He called Jesus Rabbi. That is a formal, a very respectful term. It means master or teacher. Now, here we have a carpenter from the Galilee region, from Nazareth. Can anything good come from Nazareth? That even the disciples said, could anything good come from up there? That was a reputation of Nazareth. I don't know if Nick knows where he came from, but he wants to talk with him and wants to listen to him. But he calls him teacher, rabbi, master. We know, I don't know who we is, because a lot of the Pharisees don't, but Nick says, we know, whoever we is, we know that you are a teacher sent by God. Clearly, Nicodemus just shows he has no idea who Jesus is, does he? He doesn't know this is the Messiah. He doesn't know this is God Almighty in human flesh. He doesn't know, but he clearly knows the things you do can't be done without the power of God. I don't know what the people thought, but he says, we know. So maybe he and his family, I don't know who's we, but he says, clearly Nicodemus didn't know at this point who Jesus is, but he recognizes Jesus is clearly sent by God. How did he recognize that? He says so, because no one could do the miracles you have done without the Lord God Almighty, without his power. This is from God. You have been sent from God. The people had a different response, remember? They were just wowed by the miracles, but he didn't commit himself to them because they weren't interested. They just thought, that is so totally cool. Hope he comes back around here tomorrow. It'll be fun to watch. Jesus is not here for your entertainment pleasure or mine. And I know a lot of Christians go, I'd like to see a miracle. I'd like to see a miracle. Listen, miracles don't do it. Miracles don't do it, I promise you. You'll see a miracle, and then as soon as you get a pay cut, you'll forget you saw a miracle, and you'll be bummed again, and you'll be saying, where are you, God? Where are you? Miracles don't bring you to Jesus Christ. But what it did for Nicodemus, he says, you couldn't have done that without the power of God. So you have been sent by God. I believe it. I don't know who you are or what this is all about, but I want to know. The people were amazed and wondered and wowed by the miracles. Nicodemus understood something. This is the power of God. I don't know what this man is or what he's all about, but this is the power of God. So it's a completely different heart. Isn't it interesting, though, that Nick sees something special but doesn't have any clue who he's talking to? He sees something special about Jesus. He knows that's the power of God. But he didn't know exactly who Jesus was. Jesus was a great teacher. People today say the same thing. They watch the life of Jesus in the Gospels, And they'll go, what do you think about Jesus? And they'll say it. He was a really great teacher. I read some of the stuff in the Bible, and Jesus is such a great teacher. And they'll say, and he was an amazing miracle worker. He did raise people from the dead. He gave the blind their sight. The lame walked. Those that couldn't hear could hear. Those that were demon-possessed, the demons were cast out, and they were made whole and complete again, demon-free. So today, just like Nicodemus, the world says, yeah, he's a great teacher, an amazing miracle worker, a good and honest and a decent, nice guy. But they don't realize or receive him as God Almighty himself. And Nicodemus doesn't recognize that yet. Jesus will point it out to him because he's sincerely wanting to know. If you come to the Lord and say, I want to understand, I'm telling you right now, you will understand. Then you got a decision to make, though. Then you got a choice to make. Always ends up with your free will choice, doesn't it? I joke with you because I joke about a lot of things, but jokes help you remember. I like to say to people, we're like being a part of the Christian mafia. We know too much to get out. You have seen Jesus do too much. He's done so much in your life. You can't just turn and walk away. You can't. You're truly born again. You get frustrated and he comes after you. And C.S. Lewis, was it that he said, you can run, but you can't hide from the hound of heaven. The Holy Spirit will be on your back. And that's so true. There's a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, notice Nicodemus didn't finish a sentence. It's not a complete sentence. As he was talking, I love God, God interrupted him. God does that to Peter quite often. God does it to me quite often. Now he does it to Nick. Nick's not finished. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. Nobody can do the miracles that you do except God be with them. Now I think he's going to ask a question. He keeps going. But Jesus answered and said, truly, truly, I say unto thee, unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That came out of nowhere, didn't it? I mean, out of nowhere. Well, right straight out of the heart of God. Nicodemus says, we know you're from God. Nobody can do these miracles. This is the power of God. Nick's statement, he's still speaking. It's not a complete statement. Jesus interrupts him and he gets right to the heart of the matter, the heart of the issue. And that's always what it's about. God will do that with you. He will do that with me. When you get down to pray with God, at first you start these little niceties. Well, you'll learn. You know, oh God, you're good and you're holy and you're just, I like your shoes and you're, oh God. And finally, you know that God is just sitting there waiting for you to tell him what you want. He knows he's already read your heart. He's waiting. Nicodemus sort of beating around the bush here because maybe he's a little nervous, doesn't know what to say. Jesus interrupts him and goes right to the heart of what Nick needs. He knows Nick's heart, and so he goes right to what he needs. Why? It's important to Jesus. Jesus loves him. I want you to hear this, Nick. I wouldn't have let you come on in and talk just to, you know, waste everybody's time. This is important. Jesus, by the way, is not being rude or impolite. He's getting to what counts for Nicodemus's heart. Jesus says to him, truly, truly, you could say in our language, most assuredly, Nick, I say to you, except a man, an individual, man or woman, be born again. The language is literally, except a man or an individual, man or woman, be born from above. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Never mind enter it. He cannot even, she cannot even, they cannot even see it. Where did that come from? Well, I know, we know you're a man come from God, sent by God, because the power that you showed, that's the power of God. So Nick's about to ask him some kind of question or whatever. And Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, Nick, except an individual be born from above, he or she cannot see the kingdom. It may seem, when you read that in this language, it may seem like what Jesus is saying has nothing to do with what Nicodemus is saying, but think about it. Think about it with what Jesus said. You need to be born from above, or you will understand nothing. You will grasp nothing about these spiritual things. You will see nothing about the kingdom. You need to be born from above, or nothing about the kingdom will be yours. You must be born again. You must be born from above, or you can never see it, grasp it, comprehend it, or be part of the kingdom. It's got to start there, Nick. It's got to start from your heart, not just from what you see and what you know, but from what your heart needs to respond to. So you and I, we, every one of us needs to be born again, or born from above. Not just Nick, but all of us. Think about what Jesus says to Nicodemus and what he's saying to everyone everywhere. You can't grasp, see, comprehend, or deal with the kingdom of God except you be born from above. The term here again, born again. I like that because the thinking of mankind has been, still is, and always will be this. All you really have to do is study the Holy Scriptures. If you want to be a Buddhist, just study the Bhagavad Gita or the Tibetan Book of the Dead. If you want to be a Mormon, just study the Book of Mormon. Or if you want to be, and Jesus says, no, not so. Not so. A lot of non-believers will read the Bible and maybe take away some great little sayings from it. But you see, they know nothing about the kingdom, because that the only way to discern that is to be born again, or born from above. All you have to do is really study Christianity, and soon it'll make sense to you, and you'll be educated into being a Christian because it makes sense. So some people that enter into seminary aren't born again. They go there 4 years. They come out, they're pastors and authorities, but they're not saved. They don't know anything about the kingdom. And so they'll start to change the word of God. Well, that doesn't make sense, and that's kind of weird. So they start to make it say what they want it to say. Get it? It just doesn't work that way. And so Nicodemus, a brilliant man, one of the foremost teachers of his day, Jesus is saying, you, Nick, and he's an elderly gentleman, you need to be born from above. If you're not, you'll never grasp what you're seeing me do. You'll never grasp anything about this kingdom. Those of you that are truly born again, it makes sense to you because you're truly born again and the Lord has revealed it to you. It's not that your mind and your brilliance has figured it all out now. We think ourselves that way, but it's not that way. Jesus just told him. You see, Christianity is a relationship. You can be a Buddhist and not know Buddha or not have anything to do with Buddha. There's just patterns to follow. You can be a Krishna, you follow Krishna, you can just pick whatever you like. The only one, which is a real lifestyle, the only way to be a Christian is to know and have a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ himself. But you must be born from above to be a part of the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is the radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.